Oh shit, what time is it?
I mean, was that a take?
Yes.
Yeah, we're recording.
I just messed with my dude.
Oh, hey, look, and it autoplay for me. Oh, I have it on a loop. Maybe Cubase was like, actually, these guys are going to want to do it again. Yeah,
one more time.
Like, nah. Universe is like, hold on, bro. Let's do that again. Well, we're officially all back together now that Patient Zero is no longer Patient Zero.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
How's it feel being human again?
I still don't feel human, but I'm glad I'm not sick anymore.
Are you aware of our way of life now, or...
Not fully, no. Okay. No, I was trapped in a bubble gotcha, for a while.
Gotcha. You have watched the news recently, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, there is no Santa Claus. As it turns out,
like, what?
That was just dropped in some file.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, that's what we need. Or this is an unpopular opinion.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, I wanted to get a ugly Christmas sweater that said, spoiler alert, he dies.
Oh.
But instead, I went for Krampus.
Krampus, yes. I think Krampus is a little more metal than, yeah, spoiler alert, he dies.
Oh, the other one. That's totally fucking metal, dude.
But it feels good to be back after our, what has it been now? It was about a week off, I think, we took.
Yeah, it's been a week.
So getting back into the swing of things, today is February 1st, so the first podcast of February.
And my rent is due today.
Dum, dum, dum. Well, it's Sunday, so how are you really going to be able to pay rent?
Still have to send a wire.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I have to pay for.
Through the wire.
But it's good.
We should do an episode on slumlords.
Slumlords? Oof,
yeah. Like,
there's been a lot.
Because that's metal.
Talk about artists and their first apartments they had.
Right. And then maybe if our subscribers, our followers wanted to, I could bring and upload the video of me telling my slumlord landlord. He's like, what do you expect? I'm like, just don't be a dick about it. And then he threatened to give me a 90-day because I called him a dick. And I'm like, that's cool. You want to go talk to a judge and see what they say about that? I got a document here with your wet signature on it that says you can't do that. But I mean, if you want to pay my court costs, that's fine with me.
Well, didn't you also say he wasn't in contact with you for like a month or so?
So, you know, this isn't podcast related, but I'd love to share. I think my landlord's dead.
So you haven't still talked to him?
So I haven't talked to him, and we're on 2 months now.
Yeah, you should, because you don't want to get, but that is some wild shit. Do you really think?
None
that?
Of them know that I have a podcast.
No, I just wonder, is like, do you really think he is?
Yes. So the dude's like 81, 82, old tree farmer, doesn't have any kids, doesn't have a wife, doesn't have an ex, doesn't have anything.
Wow.
Just him and his farm, and he hates animals. Found that one out. And the maintenance guys can barely get a hold of him. His phone doesn't work. And when you call, you text, it doesn't go through. And if you call, it says his voicemail is full and he's not accepting the voicemails.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Very, very weird.
So I'm like, who am I paying? Well, I know it's going to his account because that's who it's getting wired to. But I'm like, I wonder how long I could go without paying rent without anybody noticing.
Yeah.
Because if I could pocket that money instead of paying it, holy shit balls.
Yeah. That is so weird.
Like, oh, and nothing. My lease is up next month, so.
Well, he better be getting in contact, because otherwise it just keeps going over. I mean.
Right. I mean, then we'll go month to month, and then he could, technically, because of the lease, he could kick me out of the house if he wanted to. But before the month is over, I'm sending him the new lease and being like, hey, I'm signing another 12 months. Suck it. Yeah. But according to him, I've already thrashed my house, so.
Oh, man.
Which, it's not thrashed.
Right, because how dare I bring that in there? I called him out one time because I had a leaky sink, a leaky pipe in the bathroom. And after owning my own home for 11, 12 years, like, the two things I've realized is you don't fuck with plumbing and you don't fuck with electrical, because when you go to fix it, most of the time it's a lot worse than you think it is.
Oh, yeah.
And since it's not my house and I rent it, I was just like, hey, buddy. And so when I called him out, he totally was condescending and berated me. He's like, so do I need to change every fucking light bulb too? Is this how this is going to go? And I'm like, no, it's not my house. It's respectful that I called you to come and see the damage that was on your house, the issue that was with your house.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's just a fucking pipe. Just use your own goddamn eyeballs. It's not that hard. And I'm like, cool. And so I ended up, he said something about plumbing and electrical is easy if I just tried. So I responded with, yeah, you know, I bet you could totally be a master of these instruments if you just tried. I shit you not. You know what his response was? Give me about a half an hour and I'll do it. And so I just wanted to be like, I'm waiting. Please, go ahead.
I mean, and give him something easy to play, you know, like that's...
Oh, no, he said he could be a master at any instrument in a half hour if he tried. It's not that hard.
That just sounds like an old guy.
I'm like, so...
I'll do it.
And then he just kept on, like, getting the last word. I'm like, so are we playing the last word syndrome game right now? Like, what, are you okay? Is everything okay? This is not how people act. Yeah, so.
Slumlords. Gotta love them.
Yeah, and his name is.
Yeah, oh my God, really? It even rhymes. It rhymes with that. I mean, I fucking wouldn't have thought that like whale vagina would rhyme with anything. And like, that is fucking crazy shit.
Right. See, I thought twat waffle rhymed with.
No, I think it's still, I think that whale vagina is still closer to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I had an aunt, whale vagina. Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina?
Is this like whale oil be fucked?
Yeah. That's how to speak Irish.
Oh. And what's the other one? It's the Sofa King something.
Sofa King. Welcome to Sofa King.
So you're JD Vance fucking a couch?
What on earth is
Oh, wait, that? No, that would be sofa fucking.
So I have a little segue thing that we can go with. Since it is February and stuff, I did find some artists who have birthdays in February. Okay. Did you want to hear some of them?
Oh, absolutely.
I would love to.
Because I can't pronounce even the first one. Can you?
Oh, Xene. She was from the band X.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Say her last name.
Let me see. Oh, Cervenka.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't say it.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't even going to try.
Well, I'm familiar with the artist.
Yeah.
So that didn't hurt.
So her birthday is February 1st.
Oh, excellent.
Robert. Okay, so happy birthday.
Robert DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots. My birthday, February 2nd.
All right. Nice.
Alice Cooper, February 4th. Noodles from The Offspring, February 4th.
That's awesome.
Duff McKagan, February 5th from Guns N' Roses and several other side projects. Axl Rose, February 6th. Wow, that's kind of weird.
Oh, they sure like very close.
Yeah, Duff McKagan's the 5th, Axl's the 6th. David Bryan from Bon Jovi is February 7th.
Keyboard player extraordinaire.
Sully Erna from Godsmack, February 7th. Wes Borland, February 7th from Limp Bizkit. Vince Neil.
Yeah, that guy has the hardest. He has the hardest job in metal right now. Like singing he wrote his shit so good that like man.
Well, speaking of Motley Crue, have you heard in the news recently that Mick Mars sued them?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he sued them about that they weren't technically playing live.
Oh, because they're using
just backing track or whatever, and that's what was playing. And
are we surprised? Because it's amazing how the bass still sounds like it's playing, but Nikki Six is too busy hitting somebody in the face with it.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I would not be surprised if they were doing that. But at the same time, too, if I remember right, I think I can't remember if the lawsuit was thrown out or if it was disproven and Mick lost the lawsuit, which is, I'm wondering, there must've been some sort of animosity that bring that out, mm-hmm. or say something about that, because that just seems like, It seems almost like a petty thing to do.
Right.
I feel, but who knows
what when was did going this on. Lawsuit get filed? Was it right after John 5 got in the band?
No, it was. It just came out recently in the news and stuff. So I would have. I'll look it up here. And I'll let you know.
I never heard. And actually, I never heard the song that John 5 recorded. They did one song with him. And Nikki had said that there was not a point of them doing another album, but they did record a song with John 5.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a video for it. I just have not watched it yet.
I don't remember. Do you say the vape is okay up here?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's not a weed vape either.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's penis.
It's a penis vape.
Oh, is that your personal electronic nicotine inhalist system?
Yes. It is. Yes.
It is your personal electronic nicotine inhalant system.
It's just like, oh, I don't want to say that one.
Detachable penis.
So back on to the birthdays. Jimmy the Rev Sullivan, who was in Avenged Sevenfold. Avenged Sevenfold would have been 45. He was on February 9th.
Damn.
Cliff Burton from Metallica would have been on February 10th. He would have been 64 this year.
Damn.
Vic Fuentes from Pierce the Veil, February 10th. Craig Jones from Slipknot.
Who's that guy?
He was the sampler keyboard player. February 11th, he's going to be 54.
Also known as Cuddles.
Cuddles, yeah.
And I think he just said he was going to retire soon.
He's done with them.
Yeah.
So he may be just out the door, retired, done with music kind of stuff. So wouldn't it surprise me. I mean, after
you pulled a Herb
25 years and then just like, fuck it, I'm done.
I mean, millions of albums.
Shit, hit him out.
Millions and millions and millions of miles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That first bus, all the way to fucking private jets.
Henry Rollins is February 13th. He's going to be 65. Jeff Waters from Annihilator, February 13th. Brandon Boyd from Incubus, February 15th.
I was just listening to them the other day.
I stopped listening to them.
I was listening to Science.
Science?
One of my favorite albums.
Oh, yeah. That's a good album.
It's one of my most favorite albums.
Jakey Lee from Ozzy Osbourne, Badlands, and Red Dragon Cartel, February 15th. Dave Lombardo, X-Slayer, Dead Cross, Suicidal Tendencies, Mr. Bungle, Misfits, and Empire State Bastard is on the 16th. Let's see. Ice-T, February 16th as well. Billy Joe Armstrong, February 17th. And speaking of Green Day, they're going to be playing at the Super Bowl. They're playing before the Super Bowl starts.
Nice.
And then I guess
Is that today or is that next Sunday?
Next Sunday, February 8th. Oh. And our Seahawks are going against the Pats.
Oh, rematch.
Yep.
I didn't know this until yesterday.
What is up with that?
And I'm going to be in Seattle. Obviously, it's not going to be here, but I just realized that I'm going to be in Seattle Saturday for a funeral, and I'm not coming back until Sunday.
It's going to be it's at the San Francisco Stadium, which someone released a picture out that says, I wonder how many San Francisco 49er fans are pissed that it says Seahawks in their end zone.
I was just going to say.
But no, this is going to be a good game. I really hope Seahawk can pull it off again. And
a Seahawk? Just one?
Just one.
Just one.
Just one Seahawk.
So what, the Pats so, against one.
So somebody, for somebody who doesn't know, what is this rematch about?
So we lost against the Pats at 1 year, and we believe it's part of Deflategate, I believe.
Yeah, it was like, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that, 9, 10 years ago.
Also, this is the big, vengeance is mine
kind of. Yep. Yep.
Which is funny because, nobody from either of those teams are still.
Nope. Not even the coaches are around. I think if I just read correctly, too, Pete Carroll just got let go of the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
As head coach. And then also, too, if you haven't heard this news, so with Paul Allen being gone, Paul Allen's estate still owns the Seahawks. And in the news, they put out that the Seahawks might be sold after the Super Bowl.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it's controlled by Paul Allen's sister, which I don't understand why you would want to even bring that up around the Super Bowl time.
Like, it totally deflates the fans.
Yeah. And why you'd even think about selling...
Because we're not selling it to somebody else here. You're talking about selling the franchise to another state or another...
Yeah. Why would you do that again to Seattle? Like, oh, here's one of your favorite, you know, sports right now going on. We're just going to take it away.
Yeah, the Sonics were fucking hot as shit.
Yeah.
When that happened.
And it sounds like...
Metallica talked about them on that tour where they mentioned that they've at the Key Arena.
I'm trying to think. It sounds like that someone in Washington is possibly purchasing the Portland Trail Blazers to bring them back for our NBA. And we're going to have them as the Sonics, I think. I'd have to look at stuff. I'm not a big sports guru guy to really know, so. But it'd be nice to have them back. I know a lot of people would want them.
Oh, sure, of course.
So. But yeah. So there's some people there for some birthdays celebrating in February. Yeah, that's an unpopular opinion. Unpopular opinion. Nobody has birthdays in February.
If you do, you're fucking lying.
Yeah.
No, that was a delayed response on the selling the...
Oh.
I was like, oh, wait, selling the Seahawks.
Unpopular opinion, yeah.
You so don't talk you, about that
if on the you day have, of the Super Bowl. Opinions about that, email us and we'll read them out loud. I would love to hear Seahawks fans what they think about the whole thing.
I want people to email me if they have a birthday that's bullshit. Fuck that day, it doesn't exist.
Screw Fight. It, that's not my birthday. Screw it.
Fight me.
Fight you. I will happily send you grumpy letters if you.
I want a heavily worded Yelp review.
There you go.
Actually, speaking of which, I was going to do one on adulting and give adulting like 0 out of 5 stars.
They actually have that on a Yelp? Adulting?
No, I was going to make one.
Oh, make one. Gotcha. It's like someone already did that.
No, I want to do that. You know, people have tried to sell souls on eBay. One, I'm going to try to do a 1-star review on adulting. Because it sucks.
That it does. You know, it's just like the more and more you're an adult, the less and less you feel like a kid. Sometimes.
Well.
Unless you're a Toys R Us kid.
I think you have to.
I was.
So was I.
Yeah, I kind of miss Toys R Us with my kid. That was a lot of fun. Like actually buying games at Toys R Us.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, browsing stuff, you know, and like, yeah, that was a great retail being killed the way it has is been very hard to watch.
Toys R Us was my, can I go look at something? And that turned into, well, I'm just going to beg for it.
Well, Toys R Us being out there, that was like kind of the mecca for a kid's toy store.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember KB Toys at the mall.
Me too.
And that place was like, seemed always packed with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can, and then when they had their big sale, it was like, oh, we got to go in. And they brought stuff out that they found in the back, like fucking old Ninja Turtles from the 1980s and stuff. Like they had all this just like sitting in the back room. So it was like, why didn't you bring this out before? I mean, people would have bought this and they're like, oh, we're just blowing it out now. And I was like, man, I wish I had the money. I would have bought the whole set again.
These are mines now.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's insane.
But I mean, also too, like looking at kids' toys nowadays versus back, like when we had them as kids, it just seems like they're so, what's the word? Less like thought about production kind of. They're not like the best quality, it seems like.
Oh, no, it's all about keeping them cheap and making the most money because capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. And I think there's the storyline toys are long gone, you know, like wrestling figures and, you know, even stuff from when I was a kid, like Stretch Armstrong, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the stuff that I'm seeing that parents are liking now is the better stuff is not the video games and the cell phones. The better stuff is things that still engage them with like shapes and colors and textures.
The enrichment stuff.
And the stuff like things they can climb on, you know, and It's pretty crazy.
My kids are all about Lego.
Yeah, exactly. Tactile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lego was, that was a big breakout for me and my bro. When we started getting those, it was just like, excuse me, that's where your creativity really got into. It's like, oh, I want to make that, but I don't know if I have all the pieces. And then you just start putting stuff together and you got it. Next thing you know. So, but yeah, all right. I liked, was it Legos Connects was another one. I never really got any Technic Legos, which was, that was like the more the building something to see it move.
And I was going to say, those ones usually had the servo and stuff.
With yeah.
Them. Yeah. We got those too. Those are fun.
And I did, I was on the very end cusp of erector sets. My grandma had one that we used to play with a lot, but then I realized, yeah, that metal's a little sharp.
Yeah, the older ones are definitely that.
That erection will kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. Womp, womp.
Oh, yeah.
The Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, I think I still have some of those.
Oh, Lincoln Logs were great. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff.
Not to sound like the old guys in the room.
But, yeah.
I remember playing with a stick and a hoop.
Oh, shit. I remember when I had to kick a can.
One of my favorite toys that was, it was this rocket. You filled it with water. You put it on this bicycle tire pump.
Yeah.
And you get it just as hard as you fucking get it. Then you press the button and...
I think my parents got me like one of those and a stomp rocket one time because they didn't want to get me real rockets because they thought that I was going to burn myself up.
No, they knew. No, there's a difference between.
Well, they didn't know very well because I didn't burn myself up. I burnt a lot of other things up with it. But no, I actually took a model car and it was a. Just like a SnapTech together model car, and it was of the General Lee, and I made it to where we put one of the rockets in the back of that thing.
Sure.
And we lit it off. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I shouldn't have launched it towards that pile of dead grass or anything,
Is it a lot like New Year's Eve when we were lighting fireworks and we almost blew up a truck?
Yeah, my truck. It's like, oh, the tube fell over. What? Down the road it goes, and it goes right underneath my car.
And I'm just staring in slow motion watching this thing go. Or
how many roaming candle fights? What the fuck was I thinking?
We used to drive down the freeway shooting bottle rockets at each other.
That's insane.
We had roaming candle and bottle rocket fights. We used to have like a little tube, PVC tube that we'd throw the bottle rockets down so you could just launch them.
Yep.
But the Roman candle ones, you can still do them nowadays. I remember one year my buddy tried to buy as many Roman candles as we could and just pack them all together and then light them all at the same time and see what it was like. Oh, it was devastating. It was fun to see it go off and it was loud and it created a lot of smoke and a lot of bright lights and stuff. But then at the end, it's like everything caught on fire. It was like, oh, shit. Yeah, we left the fire extinguisher at the other house.
And nothing grew on that patch of lawn ever again.
Probably.
To this day, it is barren.
It was at this moment that he knew. Yeah, he fucked up.
Absolutely.
Yep. But I think that was also around the time when I was starting to do volunteer firefighter stuff and getting really into it. And he took a firework or whatever and he tossed it into the fireplace at the time. And it was like, dude... Even though it's spent, it still could go off. He's like, no, it's going to be fine. It'll be fine. No more than 15 minutes later, poof, it blew the whole fire thing up. And I was like, told you. And he goes, yeah, you're right.
You know, I thought you were going to start that conversation off with, well, I really started getting into crystal meth during that time.
I've seen these amazing colors.
Oh, my God, the cocaine during that time.
Oh, jeez.
Snow, baby. Snow.
Oh, God.
How about some other things that we've heard through the grapevine going on starting this year? With music stuff, I found out that there's going to be another Warped Tour coming up.
Yep.
They are going to be playing in, they said three different locations, but I see five different locations starting in June and going all the way to November. Looks like the first round is going to be in Washington, D.C., then Long Beach, California, Montreal, Canada, Mexico City, Mexico, and then Orlando, Florida. And so Washington, D.C. is June 13th through 14th. California is July 25th through 26th. Montreal, Canada, August 21st through the 22nd. Mexico is September 12th through 13th. And Florida is November 14th through the 15th. And that's going to be a good one. That's a lot of solid. Great performers. If you don't remember what Warped Tour was, Warped Tour, they had like, it was like 150 bands playing on the bill sometimes, it felt like. And if they came through Washington, they were usually playing out at the Gorge. They had about 5 to 7 different stages that bands would play at. You'd have bands even playing in the parking lot. But for right now, they only have a few different bands that have confirmed. They haven't released the full list, it looks like, yet. But you have Big Ass Truck, IE, Dance Gavin Dance, Glassjaw, Jimmy World, Papa Roach, The Early November, The Story So Far, and Winona Fighter. And that's the only bands that have been, looks like they've been released.
Yeah. So they're more of a fall band and like they don't like winter. Like if it's early November, like are they like fuck Christmas? They don't want a Christmas tree or like.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, they've only announced the 8th so far. So hopefully we'll find out some more here soon. Also, one of the big festivals that may be coming back and that some new details have come out is from Sharon Osbourne talking about Ozfest coming back.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. They started in, what was it, 96 is when Ozfest started, and they went to 2018. Lasted a good long year. I've been to a few of those Ozfest.
I've been to two.
And then I think two is all I went to, and then they started turning into Mayhem Fest.
I went to two of them before it was Mayhem.
And then, but hopefully they're talking about bringing it back. Probably as early as next year. Nice. So 2027. So hopefully that'd be kind of cool to see. It'd be nice to, you know, bring back a tour like that, especially with, it would suck that, you know, Ozzy wouldn't be on it and probably wouldn't see Black Sabbath or, you probably would see like Black Label Society or any of, what's his name's bands that he's been in. But yeah. Hopefully we'll see that come back.
That would be interesting.
Anybody get any? Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, I was just saying, anybody get concert tickets for any summer shows?
Not yet.
I did.
There's only, I think, one that I wanted to so far.
We're doing Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie, and Les Claypool. Les Claypool Gold. It's three of his groups are Primus, Fry Brigade, and I can't remember the other one.
And that's two separate shows, though, isn't it, that you're talking about? Or is that the same show?
Oh, no. Marilyn Manson, White Zombie is one show, or Rob Zombie, and then the other show is right. Les Claypool.
Okay. That's.
And yeah. I also got tickets for Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Paramount?
Yep.
Nice. You're underneath the chandelier?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where when I got the tickets and I saw the river, I'm like, oh my God, this is where we're gonna sit.
Hell yeah.
Can I unplug and plug over here?
Yeah, that's not gonna do anything. You can
just pull it.
It's not gonna pop on our end.
That's what I was worried about.
No popping.
Yeah. The only one so far I was thinking about was the Rob Zombie Marilyn Manson one. But nothing else had really popped out that I was kind of like, oh, I got to get tickets for this one.
Yeah, I haven't really seen anything yet. But I mean, I think I'm going to do a lot of my concert watching from the couch. I'll do some of the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
That's kind of my plan for the summer. I have a lot planned out in my yard.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I'll rage next to the washing machine.
Yeah. Oh, great, great. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at them a lot, but I have seen a couple of them. So that's where I've kind of been. I was like, haven't really thought about it yet. I have been thinking about going on a trip this year. I don't know if that means I'm going to go hunting in Wyoming or if I'm going to take a trip and maybe go to Disneyland Universal or something.
That sounds, yeah, a good one.
Yeah.
And gosh, go on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm definitely not going to go during summer.
Right.
Because it's going to be too fucking hot.
Sure.
And I don't want to go, yeah, during a weekend because.
To Washington for that bullshit.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a fat man. I'll melt. That's like when I went to first time I went to Vegas, we got out of the airport. And it was like instant like ass sweat and underneath the pit.
Swamp
sweat,
ass. Like, Niagara like, balls.
Ugh. Niagara yeah. balls.
Taj Mahal's.
I have never heard that.
Yeah, it was just instant. It was just like, oh, this is so gross. Let's get to the hotel.
You get to the restroom, you take your pants off, and you're like, come on, boys, really?
Yeah, you're peeling it off. It's just like,
ew. Yeah, sometimes you get the bat wing.
Oh. He says as he reaches for his hummus.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I
do his that. Quote unquote hummus.
Hummus.
Oh, man.
Your hummus cannon.
So, have you guys.
Chick penis, bitch.
I think it, I don't, is it today that's going on? The, maybe, hold on. Let me find out. I don't know when it is, but the Grammys mm-hmm. happened or is happening.
I think it's today.
It's, so it's happening right now then. And just been kind of keeping an eye out the, some winners and stuff for rock and metal. So far best rock song. Was Nine Inch Nails mm-hmm. with As Alive As You Need Me to Be.
Oh, wow.
They were up against Sleep Token, Hayley Williams, Turnstile, and Youngblood. Best rock performance right now is Changes, the winner from by Youngblood and featuring Nino Bettencourt and Frank Bello and Adam Wakeman.
Oh, yeah, it's the live one. That's actually really good. That's an amazing yeah. performance.
Mm.
Best rock album right now, the winner was Turnstile with Never Enough. They were up against Deftones, Ham, Linkin Park, and Youngblood. To be determined right now, we have the best metal performance coming up. Night Terror from Dream Theater. Is it a like Myria from Ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you pronounce it? L-A-C-H-R-Y-M-A.
Like premiere, like it's a cuh sound.
Cuh, okay. Yeah. Emergence from Sleep Token, Soft Spine by Spirit Box, and Birds by Turnstile. There has yet to be announced a winner on that one. Best alternative music album was Songs of a Lost World by The Cure. They were up against Bon Iver, Tyler the Creator, Wet Leg, and Hayley Williams.
Oh, wow.
That's a wild list.
That yeah. is a wild list.
All over the place.
I'm sure Robert Smith was like, yay.
Best alternative music performance.
Or he may have blinked. That maybe. Was it. Yeah.
So best alternative music performance was The Cure for Alone. And that's it so far. Looks like there's only one more category for the rock and metal. And yeah, we'll let you know if it pops up while we're still doing this. So yeah.
So you brought up Ozfest.
Yes.
So like about 40 years ago, right in the middle of like the USA for Africa.
Yes, yes.
They went to Ronnie James Dio to do Hearing Aid. And apparently what I'm reading here is that this is going to be reissued on vinyl.
No, so they're actually doing the whole hear what is it called? Hearing Aid?
Hearing Aids. Yeah, Hearing okay. Aid.
So this is a basically, well, kind of was like for a Live Aid thing, but it was with more for metal bands and metal and heavy rock.
Right. With Motley Crue, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Quiet Riot, Twisted Sister, Blue Oyster Cult, Spinal Tap, Queensryche.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just a wild bunch of people. You can definitely go to Metal Injection and read the story. When Wendy does say it's going to be basically a pain in the ass going through all these complex because the album has so many different labels represented.
Oh, yeah.
So she's going to have to go through a bit, but she says it's worth doing. She's going to do it. It'll be out soon.
Oh, yeah. That'll be really cool. I would definitely like to take a look into that one.
Oh, yeah. Go listen to the original. It's pretty wild. Like, I've forgotten there's a picture on here that has Kevin Dubrow on somebody's shoulders.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember if it was a guitar player. Yeah, but it's a pretty wild bunch of pictures.
Hell yeah.
And a chance to hear some really crazy mid-80s radio-friendly heavy metal. Because, like, none of these bands, like, were... I mean, at the time, it was very controversial how they looked, how they portrayed themselves. But it is definitely... yeah, it's not the metal we know today.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got a fuck ton more hairspray. I mean, it's Queensryche was so new that Jeff Tate still had, like, the Elvis hairdo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from, like not The Warning, but the album after it, The Pretty One with the red and gold, mm-hmm. Vice by Brain Broken.
I was going to say, I wonder how many bands had Aquanet in their writer.
They have to, that was in their, for contract for their stadiums or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure just for dating in that time frame, a part of my lung is dead.
You inhaled so much hairspray.
So much hairspray and fucking Aquanet, Polo cologne. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have to say Aquanet was the best hairspray to use for potato guns.
You can use it in the fucking potato
gun? Oh, yeah. That's what you use as the propellant.
You need a propellant.
Yeah.
But you use a fucking Aquanet can instead?
Well, no. You spray it into the chamber, and then you waft it in with air, and then you tighten it up and
hit
that spark. And yeah, that was some of that had... by far the best ignition of anything. Mm-hmm.
Because it had a shit ton of fucking ozone-killing chemicals and oil and plastic bits and eye of newt, toe of frog.
Oh, man. Yeah. Those are the days, building potato guns. I encourage everybody to go do one.
I told you, man. Adulting, 1 out of 5 stars.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
Ren and Stimpy.
I want my refund.
No, sir. I didn't like it. Not one bit.
My favorite Ren and Stimpy is the when they adopt. It's a adopt a felon. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, what kind of food do you want? He's like, meat. So do you want this?
Meat.
And that's all he says. Meat.
I think mine was the episode called Space Madness.
Mm. Yeah, the
it's my ice cream bar.
Do you know there's a new Ren and Stimpy video game coming out?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so you know that the minute this podcast is over, if this is on PS5, yeah, it's on PS5, we're ordering it.
Yeah.
We need this shit. I don't even know what it is.
There's a new Bendy and the Ink Machine game coming out, too.
Oh, which?
Oh, Bendy and the Ink Machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a first-person shooter.
Because I have the first one, and honestly, that game, that's a... I'm not good enough to play that game.
One's really fun. Yeah. I'm not even halfway through the second one. But Bendy is... it is a culture in my household.
I haven't gotten much into that, like the Bendy stuff.
All right.
I just, like I told him, told Tony a little bit ago, I finished up the game, The Midnight Walk, which was... It's a really great game. It's done in all like cardboard and clay, mation and all that kind of stuff. And they even use like a little bit of puppetry and stuff in there. Great game. And I've platinumed that game now. It's like done.
I've been rocking the new Mortal Kombat Classic Collection or Complete Collection and Diablo 4.
Ooh, nice.
I have the Street Fighter Complete Collection. And I haven't gotten into it yet, but that's on my list. And just since we brought it up, the Ren and Stimpy game, it looks like it's a compilation of Super Nintendo, Game Boy versions of the game.
So it's going to be all the games that's been out for Ren and Stimpy then too.
And they were very difficult, apparently. The games were hard to play.
Does it say in there if they are if it's going to have the one from Game Gear? Because it used to have that game. It was Ren and Stimpy's The Quest for the Shaven Hoek or something like that.
Shaven Yak.
Or Shaven Yak.
Shaven Yak.
Yeah. And I used to play that all the time. That was a good one. And then I remember Beavis and Butthead had a few video games. My cousin used to play one on the Super Nintendo. I have all of their episodes. I know that. Not the new stuff, but like all the old stuff. And it has all the videos that they watched.
Nice.
The games are PS5, Switch, and PC, and so I think PS5 would be the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's Space Cadet Adventures, V-Idiots, I remember that one, Buckaroos, Time Warp, and Fire Dogs.
Oh, I remember Fire Dogs.
Yeah, I've never seen Fire Dogs.
I think, I want to say that was their newer one, but I could be very wrong. Very, very wrong.
I just like, I want the Turbo graphics to to come back out somehow with those classic games. I want the fucking pinball. There was never a better video pinball than what you could play on TurboGrafx.
Oh, yeah.
All of the pinball games were, I had like four of them.
Nice.
Yeah. And I can't believe I got rid of some of the stuff.
There we go. That's what we need somebody to do. Make a video game about rock, paper, metal. You have to go out, you have to find what you're going to talk about, or and then you have to do the podcast and do the right combos, like Paw Rapper the Rapper.
Oh, shit.
Jump kick punch.
Jump kick unpopular punch. Opinion. Unpopular.
And then also they just confirmed that the Ren and Stimpy reboot that they initially, they've been hyping that for quite a bit. Is canceled.
Oh, wow. What? Yeah. Oh. Well, so, I wonder if it... I mean, the
Paramount said, I think that it has something to do, you know, I mean, I think it would be, if the world is more conservative at the moment, maybe not a good time to release this game again.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is like, I mean, throughout video games, even music too, there's always been that element of that the parents from before do not like this because they think it entices this kind of culture. And like we had with the music and stuff was all the satanic panic kind of crap that was going on. And I mean, that still is kind of considered still going on with stuff. But then you had the video games getting blamed for all violent things that were happening. It's like, no, I don't think so. I see video games as being an outlet for, you know, going out and being able to do stuff that you can't do.
Apparently with this thing, with the rebooted show, the new leadership at Paramount said no, and it doesn't look like they're going to let it go, like to let anybody else.
Oh, wow.
So it's shelved indefinitely.
That means we won't be able to like buy any of the DVDs or anything.
Correct.
We don't have any new stuff. So we have to go and find the old stuff. I think I've already downloaded all of them. I mean, no, I didn't download anything. Yeah. I mean, everybody out there has downloaded shit.
Shit, somebody's downloading us right now.
Exactly.
Oh, man, I hope so. Please pirate this podcast.
Well, yeah. The last episode got downloaded almost like 1,500 times.
Shit. That's not bad.
That's good. That's good.
I'm happy to be good background material.
Someone's just listening to us on the crapper. That's what they're really doing.
And they're like, no shit, Wendy Dio is going to fucking put that album out? Especially like if this is a man over 50 on the crapper, he's pretty excited right now. He's like looking at his phone going, wow, can I pre-order
he's
going
to go stand up to go yell, but then he's like, oh, wait, I got to wipe.
I got to send them an angry letter back. Oh, crap.
I mean, you got to literally give props to her want to do that at this stage in her career, you know, her life. So that's badass that she would do that, share it with us. Plus, all the money is supposed to go to the charities for Stand Up and Shout charities that cover cancer.
So not like what happened with Live Aid?
Well, I mean, I think they actually did what they were supposed to with money. The problem with Hearing Aid originally back in, what, 85, 86, was that, again, all of the labels involved made it like a super pain in the ass to get it released because they needed so many signatures from managers, band members, fucking. And so it put it off what that they felt too long. And so, you know, the physical copies of it are, there's not a lot of them.
Well, you know, like if you think about it, like nowadays things should be easier to get. You'd think that it would be easier to get like permissions from the different bands, but it's probably still just as hard to do.
No, I think it's a lot. I think it'll be a lot easier for her this time around because internet, you know, technology. Right, she's going to be able to zip off emails and like the Queensryche management, whoever is it, EMI, whoever had the owns Queensryche song from that album it would probably be really eager to re-release it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And Jeff Tate still tours, and the Queensryche with their new singer still tours, you know, so they'll want to do that.
Speaking of Queensryche, I actually just, like, I went to an auction and I bought a bunch of record albums and stuff. That was, like, one of the free, well, just kind of free floating and didn't have an album cover or a sleeve or anything. I just found it, and there was, like, Queensryche. Huh, that's interesting.
Which one?
I can't remember. I'd have to go and look.
Rage to Order is the album I brought up earlier, and that's, it's a fucking, holy shit, it's a good album.
Oh, and if I remember right, one of my brother's friend's moms used to date some of the guys in that band.
Some of the guys?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't want to even talk. I don't want to, no.
Like, it was at this moment that he yeah.
What the hell? Yeah. But, yeah. Well, what else are we going to talk about now?
How about those Seahawks?
Oh, yeah. I think this would be a good time to take a restroom break that we can edit out and come back for another
chunk. I'm good.
Yeah.
Would that be all right with you guys?
Yes.
Can we just hit pause or do you just leave it roll?
I can leave it rolling. I can pause it. And we're back.
Yay!
And for them, they're like, you never left.
Yeah. It'll just be a quick little boop. There you go. Make a fake,
I was gonna say I could do like intermission music where it's like boop, 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 boop,
yeah, boop, you know. Or you can make a fake ad for something and put it in there.
Right.
So I got some other things we could talk about. Some new tour, 24 new rock and metal tours announced this past week.
Ooh.
From January 23rd and 29th. That's when the announcements were, not when the shows are. Against the Current, they're going to be touring March 18th through the 20th. No supporting acts listed so far. Bikini Kill will be coming out September 6th through the 25th. No supporting acts listed so far. The Black Crows, May 17th through August 20th, with supporting ass.
With supporting ass.
Supporting ass.
Back that ass up.
Whiskey Myers and Southall. The Black Veil Brides, April 26th through May 30th. They will be playing with From Ashes to New, TX2, and As December Falls.
I wonder if As December Falls is ever on a bill with Early November.
Huh?
I wonder if December Falls, if they ever play with Early November in Early November.
There has got to be at least one band out there that has the month, each month in their name or something.
Probably.
That would be a funny tour to do and just call it the month's tour.
Right, the 1 year tour.
The 1 year tour.
All 12 of them if you get them.
Yeah, and they have to play.
That was me.
January has to play the first, and then February plays second, and so on.
Mm-hmm. That would be pretty wild. I mean, would the Januaryist, is that? No, that's a Decemberist.
That's Decemberist.
Well,
yeah.
my old band, we're called the Januaries. So
the Januaries.
We could open up.
The Januaries. What would be a good February name?
The Febricists.
If it's that hard to say, I think we need to try a different name.
Well, I mean, it would fit with the metal theme because, you know, what is it? What are those dust bunny things that go across the, when you're driving down the road and
tumbleweeds?
Is it a tumbleweed or a metal band name?
Oh, death metal band.
I don't know. Metal band.
If we're able, can we pull something up? Like, I just heard something so fucking wild the other night that I wanted to share it. And I'm hoping I'm saying this right, but it just came across my Spotify. They're called Margaritas Podridas. And if you can pop up song number 5 on their popular list, it's just some of the wildest shit. It's so, for me, memorable of, and I, when I posted about it, 4AD and early Sub Pop and just like this crazy I don't even want to ruin it by talking anymore. Like, but my intro to it was that song with the red cover. And I do not. Rumpekabezas?
That's what it sounds like, yeah. Rumpekabezas.
This is like my, I'm an instant fan of this band.
As long as elephants still fly.
So we get a Disney commercial first.
Oh, man.
The night shines bright with joy. Oh, and it's a 30-second one, too.
Oh, this is good. Because
we can't do the skip.
As long as we have each other, anything is possible.
We're both princesses.
Happy place.
I'm the fucking queen here, bitches.
For the 70th celebration at the happiest place on Earth.
On Earth. Oh, yes.
Just talked about beer.
They're just all encompassing of that era and at the same time, all themselves, right? Like you could think like from Julie Christmas to Old Green River.
Oh yeah.
To like, I mean, some early Pixie shit. I mean, it's shit just,
that almost reminded me of like the band Moth that used to be around here too.
Moth.
Yeah.
Bass player.
I mean, we have to, when we post this episode, I put a link up to that. That is,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, that is going to be on my motorcycle all fucking summer. I'm not kidding. I'm going to buy it, download it, and put it on my iPod on the fucking motorcycle.
Yeah.
The neighbor kids are going to know Spanish by the end of summer.
And it's like when I listen to Pantera, the whole neighborhood listens to Pantera.
Yeah. I mean, it ain't much. It's only two speakers, but it's not a loud ass bike.
I had we had to use my Apple Music for our last DJ gig. And so my, not the queue, but what basically my station is all messed up now because it'll play stuff that it's like
your algorithm.
Yeah. It's all screwed up because they were just playing music off of that. And so every now and then I get a country song that will pop up.
Or the chicken dance.
Yeah.
My favorite is my youngest and I shared my Apple Music. And so I would often log in. It would be like, Dimir Borgir, Cannibal Corpse, and, you know, Roblox.
Or the hot dog song from Mickey Mouse Club.
Or hot dog. Or It's Raining Tacos. Or which, by the way, him and I sang together the other night. I'm a pro.
Yeah. Rain tacos.
I'm partial to the hot dog song. Hot dog.
Is that all it is?
10 points if you can tell me who wrote that.
I don't know.
They might be giants.
Really?
Yep. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. That one, Rain.
Yep.
We've got ears and, or you've got ears and we've got cheers. Something like that.
I just know the dun 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 dun
dun. Oh, dun, toodles!
Hot dog!
I have never heard this song.
Gosh, Mickey!
All right, you gotta play it now.
I've never heard this thing. I'm sitting here trying to pick up on what you're putting down. You know, like, have
once
I?
Once it start, yeah. Once it's a used to be a meme. Like,
I was gonna say, should I feed it through AI? See what debauchery it comes up with.
Oh, that would be fun.
We should have an episode.
Let's just go through old songs and just like, all right, we're going to throw this through AI. What AI going to do?
What did it do?
Make it look like crap.
Oh, you got to do the hot dog dance too.
Hot dog. Hot dog. Oh, that and was a bass clarinet.
Yeah. What was that from?
At Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah. Oh, that's a Mickey say, Mouse
Club? That's the
new and Mickey Mouse Disney sues us.
Yep. That's the new Mickey Mouse Club, yeah.
And no doubt, and They Might Be Giants wrote that?
Yep.
That's sick.
Oh, those boys, they just do the craziest songs.
They do.
Oh, boy.
Gosh,
I'm trying to think of what.
Throw those horns, Mickey.
What was the other? They've done another theme song for a show. But didn't they do Malcolm in the Middle?
I don't remember.
I think it's called You're Not the Boss of Me. I think. Man.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, you're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now.
That's what they used for the intro.
Yeah.
I think it was.
They Might Be Giants. I might be thinking of a different one, too. But a lot of...
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now.
Yeah. What's that? Yep, it Might Be Giants.
Way to retrieve out of the memory banks.
My favorite They Might Be Giants song is The Sun Is a Mass.
The Sun Is a Mass.
I'm sorry. Why Does the Sun Shine? You know that one?
I think I've heard
it. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas.
Yeah. They talk, it's basically a whole thing about science.
And then Particle Man. Who am I kidding? Actually, all their albums are fucking awesome.
Yeah. I still really enjoy the talking about kind of like theme songy, but also like kids song kind of stuff too. They redid the Schoolhouse Rocks songs with different artists, and my favorite one being Zero, that it's done by the Lemonheads, I think it's called.
Yeah, that one's a really good one, and I really like Blind Melon Magic Number.
Yeah, that's enough. I can't remember who did I'm Just a Bill, though. That's like by far the most classical song, and I think the most popular song out of the Schoolhouse Rock series. That or Conjunction Junction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how I learned about a lot of stuff.
Too. Oh, you know...
Like, Conjunction.
What's your function?
Hooking up phrases like you and me.
Yeah, that's good shit. No, I remember those things.
That's better than Ezra on that one.
Oh.
And then My Hero Zero.
Yeah. Oh, I love this.
That's Lemonheads.
When I play for Zero.
Oh, shit. I didn't know electricity. Electricity was goodness. Did you know fucking goodness did that?
How can Zero be a hero?
Well, they're all anytime I've played this song and Zero hears it, his ears perk up and he starts looking around because I played it for him when he was a pup. I'd keep it on a loop for him.
Oh, wow.
Because it says his name a bunch of times and he just kind of started looking around. Who the hell's calling me?
That dog, man. Yeah. When I describe them to people, they're like, what? I mean, like, I don't know. It's just,
Oh, dude. We it's like I was telling him about when I was hearing your bird. There's a bird that takes like a cup and will yell into it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're like Zero likes to, he'll start to kind of groan and moan and stuff. And then if you like kind of with him, he'll actually start like doing his full on talking at home and stuff. Oh, just yeah. Like complain about stuff. You're just like, okay, uh-huh, and then?
I found a song about you, Ryan.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Poop.
I'm pretty sure there's one about all of us in there. Ryan Poop. I can't remember this guy's name, though.
Ryan.
He does poop, everybody's name, poop, and it's all like...
And he just does this.
Yeah.
And he says poop.
Yeah.
Tony Poop, Tony
with a piano.
Poop, 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 Tony.
Can you, like, what's wild about this?
Ryan Poop. Ryan Poop.
You know what? Mine's Ryan the most metal out of all of yours.
Brian Poop.
You take, and what I love when I pull this up, it's like other songs you may like.
Here's the thing.
So apparently Brian Poop and Since You've Been Gone are you may like them if you listen to one. Or is it saying listen to it while I go poop?
Yeah.
Maybe Apple AI is like
smooth passings. let this bass gently rumble those stones out of your gut.
Right. Nothing blows it out of my ass like coffee and metal.
So it's been a while since we've had an episode and stuff, and since this is our second one of the first year. Oh, excuse me, man, I'm just like burping up. I love it though. Feels good.
Oh, I'm loading up this couch.
He's just like,
oh man, I'm going to get the grandparents' plastic covers.
Just remember.
Actually, this is probably, you know, this is an enlightening moment. I think we all just realized that's why they put those covers on there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That, and they didn't want to clean the furniture and stuff. They had kids that probably would spill. I can't remember. Someone in my family had the plastic cover on the furniture, and I cannot remember who it was.
It was guaranteed that great aunt that never got married that had the 100-year-old poodle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Oh, I want to take this bad places.
Just think, though, in the summertime, you get stuck to it.
Oh, man.
Batwing the couch.
It's another form of Velcro. Oh. But like I was saying, since it is the first of the year, first of our episodes and stuff, we still really would, you know, we want to hear from you guys and things you guys want to hear. We got some really cool things that are set up for this year too. Two possible interviews that'll be coming up, probably the end of February and early March. Also some new things coming out with the 7th Street Theater. They got their movies set up for this year as well. They just had the Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom play this last Saturday and Friday, which was really good. Always kind of cool to see like some of those old school movies on the actual big screen. Mm-hmm. Like you never thought you'd be able to see them. You're like, oh crap, that's awesome.
Yeah, the realization hits. Like those old screens with that kind of space, you know, with snacks and a cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can have a really nice home theater system, but...
But it's nothing like going out to the theater. I mean, that, to me, is like, that's my childhood a lot, too, is like going to see movies at the theater, and it was like a whole event to go do it. Like, okay, we're going to go see this. We're going to go at this time. This is who's all coming with us kind of thing. Nowadays,
you better be on your best behavior.
Yeah. I still remember going to see Titanic in the theaters.
Damn.
And then I went, boobies!
Oh, chubby like your French girls.
Chubby Jack like your French girls.
Oh, man.
I knew what was going to happen in that movie. I mean, boat sank.
You know, they said...
Spoiler alert, I should say.
Actually, recently there was, after the Titan thing happened with the implosion,
yeah.
Some more information came out about that. I don't know how much... I don't know. Were you guys keeping up with that at all?
I was at first because the inspectors were like, they told him not to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I thought one of the most interesting things is that legend has it that even after the boat with the iceberg and, you know, how far apart the pieces of the ship are, that when they went inside of it, that the pools were still full.
I mean, what an amazing...
I knew that was coming. I was like, I'm going to let him get it. I'm going to let him get it out.
Oh, I did get a new dad joke, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a shout-out to Nikolai for this one. So how do you start reading?
How?
With the letter R, silly.
Bop, bop.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
But when you have a six-year-old say it to you, it's...
It's much, yeah.
Yeah, that, and I was like, you're taking my job. They're taking my jobs. Like, buddy, I'm the dad here. Let me have the dad joke.
I always like it when the little kids, they like to do the jokes, and it's like they know it's really funny on their end, and they just can't get through it, kind of. They start laughing before it's like, stop. You're like, okay, tell the joke.
Yep.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on. It's like, oh, this is a good one. I swear it's a good one. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And it is.
That form has to develop over time.
Yeah.
You know, the ability to.
My favorite is when they're trying to find their humor, what kind of sense of humor they have. And they're like, you know, it's like, knock, knock, who's there? Banana split two, horsey. It's like, nothing makes sense. And I love the trying to figure it out.
Have any of them started doing or did do the 6-7 thing?
Yeah. And, a lot of dark humor came out of that one.
I've seen it was a what was it on TikTok? It was like someone did that to the Grinch guy or whatever. And they're like 6'7". He goes 9'10". Enough said. And he like walks off and I was like, oh, that's a good way to like kind of counter it. But I'm kind of glad that that is kind of, I haven't heard it as much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so. Can we bring it back?
No.
For summer?
No. Why?
Oh, I bet we could do it.
Let's try a different one then. We'll do different numbers. 4-5.
Well, you could do, how do you say 9 in Spanish? Nueve?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, nueve. Ocho nueve.
Yeah.
Ocho nueve. Actually, I'll lisp it, so I'll ruin it. Like, I can't.
Yeah. Say it like a white guy. Ocho nueve. Gracias. De nada.
Hola.
Hola.
The brass.
We had some family friends that they thought speaking Spanish was that put L and O on everything.
Oh.
I'm going to the next El Towno.
Oh, Jesus.
And we're going to go to the Shoppo.
Yeah.
So it's like pig Latin?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, you're closer with that.
He said, Ude, Adley.
Edo, babe, ad past, bay.
I think I need to go to the theater for this. The Super Mario Galaxy movie.
Yeah, the new Super Mario movie coming out. And I was like,
there's a new movie. Hey.
Huh?
There's a new Super Mario movie?
Apparently.
Yeah, Super Mario Galaxy.
Damn.
And it's going to have Yoshi.
And I didn't know, I didn't see one previous to this.
I watched part of it just because I wanted to see what it was like, but at the same time, I hate Chris Pratt. I do not like, there's an unpopular opinion right there. Yeah, the chirping. But yeah, I used to like him, and then I just kind of like, he became a big douche.
Oh. Well, with this, you know, honestly, I have no idea about any actors in this. I'll have to go look. But this, just with the clip I'm seeing here as a preview, I really think you need to go see this in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Oh, God, I hate this song. That was another thing, too. Princess. So Bowser is voiced by Jack Black.
Okay.
And this was the song that came out called Peaches. And it's the most annoying song there is. This is worse than, I think, the Lava Chicken song from Minecraft.
Okay. I'm not the biggest.
I love it because my youngest loves both of those so much. And every time I come and he comes and sees me, I get Chicken Jockey.
I hate Peaches song. Like, I don't know what it is. Because the whole song is just peaches, 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 peaches. That's all it is.
That's kind of the whole point.
He's talking about Princess Peach.
Oh, my goodness.
He wants to marry her and all this stuff.
Well, you know, I'm not the biggest Jack Black fan, but how entertaining is he? I bet you it's a good song.
Oh, he's definitely, I mean, he's a good entertainer.
Sure.
And I think him kind of moving over from the more adult-esque humor into the kids' humor stuff is kind of cool that he's doing that. I mean, with Super Mario and then also doing with Minecraft. Minecraft was an okay one.
They made Minecraft. The Minecraft.
Movie. Yeah. Oh, no. I almost knocked over the microphone.
Oh, no.
But just some other movies that are coming up at the 7th Street Theater that you should go see. Matrix is going to be on the big screen.
That's a must do.
It's going to be March 6th, March 7th. New time for doors opening and when the movie starts. Doors open now at 6:30. Movie starts at 7 o'clock. Depending if it's a lot of people, we try to get people through the concessions. And so it may start a little bit after 7. But that would be a good one to go see. We're also going to be doing The Sound of Music in March, the 21st and 22nd. Big, April 10th and 11th. Babe is the kids' movie for April 25th and 26th. First time at 7th Street, we're going to be playing Jurassic Park in May, May 15th and May 16th. We're hopefully trying to get, it's called the Jurassic Park Motor Pool to come down. So all the Jeeps that are dressed up as Jurassic Park Jeeps from the first movie, maybe even some of the tram cars too. But hopefully we'll have a really cool group coming down for that. Then in June, June 5th and June 6th is going to be Back to the Future, the first one. September 5th and 6th is Dirty Harry. September 18th and 19th, La La Land. For October, we're going to be showing Frankenstein on October 17th and 18th. And it's going to be the original Frankenstein, not the new, can't even say his name. Guy who did Pan's Labyrinth, Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo.
Yes. Guillermo.
Yeah.
Guillermo.
He has one on Netflix right now. It's very, very closely goes along with the actual story by Mary Shelley, and I think that's an amazing movie. Even the first movie though, the old school monster movies, Universal and stuff, is really cool too. And then One Night Only, we're going to be doing on October 30th, Adam's Family movie for Halloween. November 7th and 8th is North by Northwest.
Ooh, what?
Yeah.
No, what date?
7th and 8th of November.
Okay.
So make sure to mark your calendars. November 27th, 28th, we're going to be playing the Polar Express. For One Night Only, we're going to do Elf on December 5th. And then closing up our season is White Christmas, December 19th and 20th for that. And if you want to be a sponsor of any of these movies, you guys can go on to the 7thStreetTheater.com and find our sponsors page, and you can actually donate. If you donate $70, you can become a sponsor of the movie, get your name read out before the movie, and then you also get up to 30 tickets for free for people that you want in either your group, your business, or anything. So go and sponsor it and go see the movies.
That's awesome. I am the Matrix can't be missed.
Oh, no. I'm going to be there for Back to the Future, and hopefully I'm going to try to get the Pacific Northwest DeLorean Club to come and have a bunch of DeLoreans there for it. I did try through another site to see about getting a screen-accurate time machine there, but they wanted about $1,400, and I was like, we're a nonprofit. We don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, that's a bit, and to get it here.
Yeah. Well, they're from Seattle.
And so that's not too bad.
They wanted $3 for every mile, and that's round trip. And then they wanted for every hour was like $200 or $350.
The wear and tear and transport of, yeah. Yep. And this thing's dressed up like the one from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
You have to be so careful with it.
And I mean, I get it. It'd be cool to do, but that is very, very expensive.
Yeah, that is
a little bit. It's just like, it would help draw in crowds. I really, I know the theater has done it before where they've reached out to the DeLorean Club and have had, I think they had, it was like 5 or 6 DeLoreans the first time they did Back to the Future. And it was cool to see them all lined up down 7th Street right in front of the theater too.
I remember that.
Yeah. But it looks like you got something pulled up over there, Tony.
Yeah. So like back on the movie tip, out in the world, and this one might be one to watch at home, Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh. did you see the first new one?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat, it should be coming out in May, I think.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it was going to come out earlier, but then they got shelved, and so then May is the date now.
With Johnny Cage.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm very excited about this new one. The first new one that they did, what was it, like 3 years ago now?
Mm-hmm. It was over. Yeah, it was.
God, that was good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yep.
You got to have Scorpion and Sub-Zero come back.
Well, they didn't die in the last one.
Well, didn't Sub-Zero kind of die? Because I can't remember the guy's name now. Like took him into his world, back to his world or whatever, but I thought he had died.
Oh, I have to rewatch it, but.
But yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I'm excited for the new one to come out. It's going to be pretty, pretty kick ass. I'm going to go on a release. It was supposed to be October 13th, but then they pushed it to May.
I know for you, you're a huge Mortal Kombat fan.
Yep. Haven't missed a release since the day one of the original console release, and then played it you know, weeks after it came out at the arcade when we first got it down here. Well, actually, we were living in Olympia. I used to go to a place called Fairy Grocery to go play it because that was the only place that had a Mortal Kombat upright. Got second place in a tournament.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I know that you'd kick my ass every time we played video games at your house.
My newest record is a flawless victory with a 16-hit combo, and the game's over in 10 seconds.
Oh, shit. And you're done.
I haven't been able to get below 10 seconds yet.
So when are you going to battle other people in a tournament?
Well, I do play online. Yeah. I do matches online.
For Mortal Kombat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I don't do any of the tournament ones, but you can do like a match game.
Is that on PS5?
Mm-hmm. You can any console.
Oh, crap.
And this if will you stop in a minute. Hear that over our microphones, that's a bird, not a person.
Or it's a person screaming for help. I mean, yeah. You know. Oh, don't make the noise back. Or you'll suffer eternity of bring me my toy. Because right now, like, she's going, bring me my toy, and we're not going to bring her a toy. We're not going to open the door, and she'll be quiet for another 4 hours.
She doesn't have opinions.
Oh, yeah. So, no, like, once we're done with this podcast, she'll be out here in the living room, and yeah. Nice and quiet. That is funny, though. The bird explosion in the background.
She knows you're talking about her.
Well,
she's like, say it to my face.
I'm sorry about the long pause.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's
magic. See? And like, when you first own a bird, when that happens, you're like, did it fucking die? Or did it just shut the fuck up?
Now, and it's a cockatoo?
Yeah.
With those, do you put stuff over their cage to simulate night, or you just...
Oh, yeah, she has a cage cover. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never owned a bird. I'd own a crow or a raven.
Well, you think so until you see how those things act.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing's yours. Like, I was very interested in exactly that. And, man, that would have been...
I want a raccoon.
They're cute. Beavers, too, are cuddly, oily, gross.
Why not a platypus? Best of both worlds.
I would totally do a platypus.
Platypuses are venomous, aren't they?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know if they can bite.
I mean, we do have this thing that's between your legs that will help you find it.
Yeah, I know. I just shouldn't pour water on it. Let me see.
It's like a gremlin, man. It'll grow.
Don't feed it after midnight.
Yeah, and don't get it wet.
Got him.
So,
I can't find it.
Apparently, it's the very, very last of its genome. And I cannot see if it's poisonous or not.
Oh, about being venomous. I think it's had something that was like in its bill.
When I think venomous, all I can think about is the early 90s Dodge Viper. That had the Viper for the Viper head for the short shift. The short
throw, yeah.
And then across the T-bar, the top of it said venomous. It makes me want to drink Bud Light, grow a mullet, and fly down freeway.
Well, okay.
Feel the wind through your mullet.
So we can pull this back into music. What song is playing then while that's happening and you have a mullet?
Period specific or just in general?
In general.
Mm.
But you have to be wearing that mullet with a wife beater shirt and the jeans and in the Dodge Viper no top.
That sounds like Carl from Aqua Teen.
Yeah, it does sound Carl.
Yeah, like all you need is REO Speedwagon, baby.
I would say... Oh, I had it in my head, and I just totally fucking forgot.
Only thing I'm thinking about right now is one of my favorite episodes of Aqua Teen Hunger Force was Hand Banana.
Oh, God.
That's that a good one.
I only know things like good, ball, and rape.
But there's so much stuff that they, like, funny. I'm not going to lie. That is the craziest shit, that whole show. And then when the dude started every season, he changed the name of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like for the last, was it three or four seasons, it had totally other
Have
things.
Have you ever gone to an MC Chris show before?
No.
No, I've never gotten to see MC Chris live.
Yeah, it's totally fucking worth it.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, because he's on there as MCP Pants.
He's on there twice. MCP Pants and then the elderly version of that same evil
spider.
Yeah. That I can't remember the second one. But they did the, basically did the same gag twice, once with the baby.
I'm flying down the freeway with the wind in my mullet listening to Black Betty. Going 110 miles an hour.
Black Betty, amber lamps. Oh,
because driving that car that fast, you're going to need a bambalance.
A bambalance.
Oh, Black Betty, bambalance.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the viral clip of the old dude beating the crap out of another kid on the bus? And he's like, oh, I'm bleeding everywhere. You need to call it an ambulance. Nice.
A bambalance. I need a bambalance.
The kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like the old man, like, you know, messed him up.
He was an old vet, and he was trying to screw down.
Oh, he fucked his shit up.
They made a movie after it. Yep. It's called Badass.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars Danny Trejo. But
Danny Trejo? I'm going to have to watch that.
Oh, it's funny. You gotta see the clip before you see the movie, though, because then you'll get a better understanding.
Oh, my gosh. And the band Ram Jam, by the way.
Ram Jam, yep. That's the only song I know from them.
Or how about Kickstart My Heart?
I think you're driving a Trans Am at that point.
Oh, yeah, that's
not
right.
A Dodge Viper.
So if it's a Dodge Viper, does it have to be the Nuge?
The Nuge.
Right?
I do admit.
Listen,
I only
to Damn Yankees.
I like one song by him, and that's Stranglehold. I like that song. That's it.
It's hard with Ted Nugent because, like, it's so hard to separate him from from him, his self.
Yeah.
And from like these crazy ass like Wango Tango, and honestly, you know, I mean, the epitome of supergroup, right? I mean, that all four of those guys, the drummer was so funny and not like stuck up at all, but like so fucking, when they interviewed him, he talked like he was on level with Ted Nugent, you know, that young drummer. But I mean, they wanted that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or I'm flying down listening to Painkiller on cassette tape.
Ooh,
oh, shit, yeah.
There we go.
Or Metallica, the Black Album. Ooh, yeah.
You know, that's how James always only talks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. It's funny, man. He, like, watching him interview now, he is so much more reserved.
Yeah.
Less tensely.
It's all Lars now. Yeah, actually, we were going to do this, and we're going to really do this tomorrow. You know? And it's like, James, like, yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Whatever you say there, little Lars.
Oh, great. Now I hope he hears the podcast.
I'm sure he does too, because, you know, 45-minute stoner streak on how shitty the snare drum is.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We've already done that. And, like, it was basically, we ended up just calling it, it's a trash can, is what it sounds like. I mean, from St. Anger. It was just like, that was just a horribly, horribly mixed album.
Oh, here, you're going to.
Yeah, I remember that being Bob Rock's last stand, wasn't it? Yeah, I think after Bob Rock.
I just saw an interview with him, and he was introducing himself. He's like, "Or some of you might know me as the guy who ruined Metallica." It's like, damn.
Yeah.
Well, he definitely didn't hurt Motley Crue.
Oh yeah. Let's all wince together.
I actually don't mind this song, man. Like, this is great.
The song's not a bad song. I fucking love it. With guest spot, Slipknot on the beer keg.
Yeah.
Fucking garbage can.
It sounds like they even put reverb on it.
No, it's
Oh man, if you can isolate that drum, you can hear the ding, ding.
It's just it's the resonant head.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm wondering if there is isolated drum track for this.
I was gonna say
if they now realize that, like, if they could go back and change that kind of a thing, but they. Like, it's the kind of the same thing with how they messed up the bass on Justice,
right? Oh, with,
and they just missed an opportunity to when they re-released it to. But then would purists freak out about it?
Well, yeah. Wasn't that was the one that had that wasn't Cliff, wasn't it? That was the other dude.
It was Jason. That was Jason's first outing.
And they purposely turned his volume down on the bass.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how they.
Isolated drums. God, that snare sounds like ass.
This should be a next episode. We're going to just do isolated clips of drums from metal bands, and you have to guess what metal band
it is. Please don't do it in mine. Yeah, like, I mean, you know, we were kids, right? Straight up. I mean, I'm proud of that shit, but getting torn down, like, it's kind of like when people talk shit on Vince Neil, and I get it.
Oh, God. But that's just for the hard stuff.
No, that man is still trying. Like, he wrote that shit. It's like, that is... hard as fuck, you know, and I've said it 1,000 times. You sing that shit, because, like, I can't sing any of those songs anymore.
Oh, God.
Well, with that said,
is that right? Anything else that we need to talk about?
Balls.
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 Bat wing.
Oh, it's so veiny.
I feel like the big comfy couch.
Ah.
And we've reached the end of another episode.
Well, children, it was nice getting to see you again.
I guess, does anybody want to play a good old-fashioned game of rock, paper, metal?
Absolutely. You two.
No, I did last time. It's you two this time.
What?
Yeah.
Haven't we fallen for this before?
Yes. You're going to fall again.
He's like it every time.
Every time. We fall for it.
This is Spastic.
And this is Seven Dude.
And I'm the ghost of Tony Sonic.
All right. Remember, 1, 2, 3, go, right? Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, and remember, metal beats rock every time.
Oh, there we go again.
We're still beating it. Oh, wait, what?
We got the beat. We got the beat.
Literally, this is Bastic.
This is Seven Dude.
And I'm Ghost Tonic Sonic. We will see you
when we see you. Peace.